BlowTopSecret.com. Point. Counterpoint. With magic and mulberry blue shimmer. Be there.
Hey. I wanted to do a separate reply for Mulberry Blue Shimmer because, yeah, those other guys, yeah, they got issues. But don't tell them I said that, you know. But in your case, Wombat on Valium, ouch. You know, I think you're really coming down a little too hard on yourself there. I was much more in the Kookaburra on Demerol is what I was thinking. Kookaburra on Demerol. Well, maybe a Koala on Vicodin. Okay, we could maybe go with that. But it's funny. You've got to, so this is, I'm talking to Mulberry Blue Shimmer here. You're not like these other guys, all right? So you know, don't knock yourself so hard there. No, you got a great voice. You don't have a monotone, and for my friends out there that have monotones, basically the way to avoid monotones is to just make various changes to your voice as you speak, and therefore you will be dynamic. I think a lot, you talk about Wombat on Valium. I think that's probably just you hear yourself, and it sounds different from the way your voice sounds in your own head, because in your own head you've got all the resonance, you know, from the nasal passages and everything like that. So when people hear themselves recorded, they go, oh, my God, I sound like that. Like Tyler Evans, he's like, oh, do I sound that silly? But, you know, we all tend to react that way the first time. Then after you get used to it, then it's not so bad. So, I listen to my own voice in my head. It sounds much better to me. So I've got a lot of resonance going on there. I think it's because my head is essentially a hollow, cavernous acoustic chamber. But I've never as happy with the sound of my voice in recordings as I am the way it sounds inside my head, because there is. I've never been able to get that that resonance transferred to the microphone, but I'm working on it, and with this beautiful AT3035 microphone, I'm hoping I might be able to carry that off someday. But anyway, I wanted to just kind of give you some feedback. You sound great. You don't even do a lot of ums and you knows, and when you do, they actually sound pretty good anyway. I don't know. Maybe it's just the accent. Americans, we love the Aussie accent, so it's like, you know, oh, right, yes, right. Right, bloody hell, and yes, you know, that's fair dinkum and all that, and of course all those expressions that you use down there, something, I don't know, you know, hitting me Sheila with a billy or something like that, but, you know, I wanted to just address your particular concerns. I think in your case, mainly what you've got is probably just, you know, getting used to the sound of your own voice. Other than that, frankly, if I were to be your voice coach, well, you wouldn't want me, you know. Hey, you could probably get Paul Richard. He actually has some broadcast training. But my thing is, I don't really think you need to change anything, Mulberry. I think you sound fine. And if you really do think, your voice sounds great. It sounds great to me, and I'm not just saying if I'm just saying honestly. I don't see any, you know, it's not too high, not too low, not too nasally, not too flat. This is a pretty good voice, and you must hear it when other people comment on your podcast. They really like the sound of your voice. So, you know, let that go to your head and make you really egotistical, and then you can start talking down on everyone. You know, just start getting the whole prima donna starlet thing going. I'm sure it'll work for you. Anyway, this has been magic. Laying a little flattery down on Mulberry Blue Shimmer down under. Until next time. Let's see, what do you say in Australia? Right. I'll have to get some lessons in how to speak Aussie. All right, hey, until next time. Ciao.